Welcome, everyone. I'm Kathy, tonight's co-host for the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Today is Wednesday, December 5th, 2012, and the topic is Healing 102. Experience the release of your stress and find inner peace with sample healings by Master Healer Teacher Ron Amatron. Ron will discuss how you can get away from the cause of your stress. It is the agreement and the contract with your soul family, your natal birth chart, and karma. Ron will also share his knowledge about how to get back to the connection with your missing twin flame, the reason we are always yearning for a soulmate. At half past the hour, Ron will provide healings for us to clear away stress, trauma, and feeling overwhelmed, something we can all use this time of the year. On Ron's host page on Contact Talk Radio, there is a large picture of a light being space, which Ron will now activate and energize to bring peace energy into your room during the broadcast or an hour after, so you can enjoy the peaceful source energy. If you're right now on the Contact Talk Radio homepage, you will find it by clicking on Ron's show name. Hi, Ron. On the last three programs, you demonstrated how to become more peaceful and non-judgmental by doing the mind-to-heart drop exercise. Would you review that again and remind us of its importance?
Sure, okay. So the mind-to-heart drop is what you should be doing daily. And what it is, it allows you to be active with your spirit. Spirit resides in the heart center. Naturally, if you don't do this out loud or whisper when you want to do the mind-to-heart drop, then you're in mind energy. And the mind energy is the darkness. And the darkness is what everybody definitely knows about, because that's how we are now living on this planet, with the law of cause and effect. Like we mentioned earlier, your natal chart, that's the darkness energy. That's the program that you're being transmitted to by the aliens out there, and the planets and the stars, if they are real stars and planets. A lot of times they just kind of disappear. The hologram, and a new hologram is created. So basically what it is that you need to do the mind-to-heart drop whenever you want to become peaceful. So you can be in source energy with your spirit for a short amount of time, which could be maybe half a minute to maybe 5 minutes. And depends how often you do it. Does not clean your body out of the densities. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, was clean out your energetic system of your body, your DNA, so your body could do the ascension 2,000 years ago, along with its spirit. And unfortunately, the only reason why you're listening to this program right now is because you did not do the ascension. And whatever happened to you, why you didn't, is really no meaning right now to you, just that now you want to get out of here. And so that's why the ascension is so important. You can leave this planet and never come back to it again. Plus, the planet will not be re-energized anywhere by the Earth Spirit, because the Earth Spirit has already left here. It's already doing its pre-ascension, looking for its stolen body parts from the unwanted aliens out there that have stolen it. So we do get into alien stuff all the time. We'll be getting into that probably in our next show more. But the mind-to-heart drop, you want to command your spirit to drop your thoughts. Remember, the thoughts that you have are judgment. Judgments are words that you have meanings on each individual word, and those words control your life. So you want to get out of that mind-control energy of words. Do the mind-to-heart drop, then the words just become letters, and they don't mean anything to you. And then you're at peace. So source energy is peace. That's the only word that we could use here to describe what it is. It's much more than peace, but peace is what everybody can relate to. It's not love. love is duality, and it's completely different. Here we go. We're going to do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody, and we're going to energize the light beam right now. So one, two, three, four, and five. We get more energy for the light beam. You can watch it change on the monitor screen if you have it up in front of you. And here we go, more light beam energy. Remember, the light beam is an energy from source energy that comes in, any different types. There's male and female and non-gender. I normally bring in the females for most of the programs, as they're they have a little bit more of the human type of energy, as they tend to give you that flavor of just a little more present of human nature. The males are very electric. So here we go for the light beam energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This you can do yourself whenever you choose to. And it takes 15, 20 seconds. You don't have to meditate. I don't even recommend meditating, because the meditations, you're normally going into the beyondo and you leave your body. Or you're counting something inside of yourself or trying to find something. You're still going into darkness, into your DNA. You're going into thought. So when you meditate, you're going into thought. You don't want to be in thought. You want to be in peace. You want to get out of the mind control and the energy of thought and the control patterns of that that's controlling you and your life. So here we go. We're going to do the mind to heart drop and your spirit to do so. And you can say it out loud with me or whisper it. So here we go, dropping down, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. I'll do it 4 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And second time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Right now you're in zero time on the timeline that you are living on. So time has actually stopped for you, because now you're at peace, not being run or controlled by the active timeline. This is the closest that you're ever going to get to would be source energy with your spirit when you do the mind to heart drop. That's how simple it is. Do it whenever you choose to, or especially if you get stressed out. Bring you into calmness instantly. And then you're fully conscious. You don't have to sit down and meditate or do some kind of mantra or something, waste your time. Take hours out of your day to do something. Just do this here. You're walking on the street and doing it. You're still fully conscious. You're in source energy now. So back to you, Kathy.
That does feel very peaceful, Ron. I hope that the mind-to-heart drop will help us to better listen, relax our mind chatter, so we can focus on the program and learn how good it feels to be heart-centered with our spirit in the present moment. And as you said, we can do it anytime, and I find myself lately doing the mind-to-heart drop sort of in a whisper while I'm standing in long lines, and it really does change my whole mood. So, Ron, you just got a question from a listener. They're asking, what about karma? Is there really anything we can do about karma?
Well, your whole body has stored karma in it. Remember, the karma is from your natal chart. That's your birth chart. Remember, the karma is alien. You have to realize that you're being controlled by something external to yourself. That would be alien. The way of looking at it. It could also be aliens that you maybe see or don't see out there, other life forms. But we'll get into that into the next shows that we have. But they have created with you a program, and all of your ancestors, and more closely your parents and grandparents, all of their thoughts were transferred to you. So their problems are now your problems, because they didn't typically clear the energy out of them. They may have worked out solutions to a problem, but it's still with them. You want to get yourself clean of this negative energy, this was stored throughout your genetic line going back to the get-go. So that's what karma is. Karma is the law of cause and effect, in a sense, and that's the darkness energy. If you bring a lot of positivity to your life, then you're way out of balance in the positive energies, and then you typically have to bring into yourself a negative energy to seek balance. But you're always going from one extreme to the next. This to be like we call the emotional roller coaster ride. You want to get out of that and to be peaceful. And your soul family is what is bringing to you most of your experiences. So the people that you live with or that are around you, you've incarnated with maybe hundreds, if not thousands of times. And their spirits can actually come into your body, body hop into you from your soul family, which makes it even worse. But aside from that, what you want to do is get rid of that stuff. Don't want to find your soulmate. Just means more lessons to you because now they're fully activated with you, living your life or their life in you and yours and theirs, and you now have more of an experience, which could be good, but you're going to be having probably a lot more heartache as you try to seek balance. So you want to get rid of your soul family agreements and contracts, and I can do that with the 4-in-1 clearing that we have on the website. I do that personally with people. Your natal chart is connected to planets, and we have a clearing which is for planetary cording. And these energies are the planets controlling you. I like to use the phrase that we used to probably sing in school, if you remember it. If you're older, you probably do. I don't know when they initially made the song, but it's the Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I wonder what you are. So what is in that star, okay? You know, there's a lot of truth there. What life form is in that star out there transmitting energy to you? Well, you do know that the moon controls everything. And most law enforcement agencies put on extra people when it's a full moon or, you know, a bright moon, whatever, new moon. And that's because, you know, people go loony, we'll say, with the lunar events, and they need to have more people watching you because of that and watching people's action. And so the moon does control you. It controls the planet. Should it be controlling the planet? Absolutely not. That's another dark side energy that come in here. So the whole thing is your natal chart, which is your birth chart, but you need to have that cleared out of you so that you're not going to be bringing forth stuff in your life, and we can clear away letters and numbers in the natal chart clearing to help you get released. So I want everybody to think of the first number, which would be the month that you're born under, born in, we'll say. Probably some kind of energy out there in the cosmos attached to that to mind control you. We're just talking about mind control. They're running programs in you, the mind, connected to you, and this is what you're living your life with. It's your karma. So here we go. Think of that first month, whatever it would be that you're born in, and it's 12 months. Think of that number, and I'll clear the number for you. So here we go. And there'll be two numbers sometimes if you're above 10 or more. So first clear the numbers from 1 through 9. So here we go, clearing those. So I'll just count to 10 to do all those numbers at once. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now if you're born in the month of 10, 11, or 12, we'll clear that for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to clear your name also. So think of your first name. I want you all to say it out loud. This is what people know you as. Now, if you don't use your first name and they call you some other name, then you're used to hearing that name. So think of that name in place of your original, birth name, the one that you're relating to. Typically, it would be the name that you're born with. So think of it now. Say it out loud a couple of times. And just feel the energy of your first name. Now, I'm going to clear vowels out of your first name. See how you feel afterwards. So here we go. Clear away the A. So that one's cleared. A, that's cleared. I, that's cleared. O, that's cleared. And U, that's cleared. I'll say your name out loud. And you should notice that you're not going to really resonate to it. You may say your name and like look around like, why am I saying this name? Because it's not going to relate to you. And this is part of the natal chart clearing to get rid of the controlling energies that are affecting you on your natal chart, which brings forth your karma. Everything here is karma related because we're living in mind energy. So when you choose to think, then you're denouncing source energy, which is true light. The light of the darkness wants you to think all the time. It'll give you different problems and situations to think about. So you're always thinking about something to keep yourself tied up into your karmic wheel and to figure out why you're here. And they'll give you many ways of doing that. You know, you're going to be searching your whole life looking for that. What we could do now is a clearing here, and we'll talk about the mind control transmission. So I want you now, on the website, I have a free clearing. It deals with mind control transmission. And this clearing deals with, we call it a satellite clearing. And this is how these planets and satellites will stay out there is connecting and transmitting stuff to you to cause you harm. Nothing should be affecting you out anywhere. So that's on the website. It's free. We also have another clearing on the website, which is for the scepters that are on top of your head. And also clear if this stuff off of you. Back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, that's a lot of energies that are attached to us, the planets, the moons, the vortexes, the stars, the soul family, all of those people. Approximately how many did you say would be in our soul family?
It varies. Some are as little as 500, and then some could be thousands. So it could be quite a few. Oh, and remember, these are people that you normally relate to, and you're going to notice that you do know them as you walk into a store. Let's just say you go into a store and there's 1,000 people. You walk by different people and you make eye contact, as if you do make eye contact. I'm assuming that you do, okay? And sure enough, the person that looks at you will probably be in your soul family because they're making eye contact and they recognize you. And you might even say, oh, see, I thought I saw you in the same store about 6 months ago or something. They're just kind of validating that, you know, they're there too, they're with you, and you're going to feel kind of like a relationship with that person, even though you don't even know who they are. Have that information that, yeah, I know this person on an energetic level or something. They feel very familiar to me. Somebody who is not in your soul family feel like a complete stranger. They're always around to keep tabs on you. And then all of a sudden, let's just say that you have one of your soul family setups in agreement. This is part of your karma, okay? And so you're in the store, and maybe you're looking at something on an aisle. You're bent over, picking up some kind of box, maybe on the bottom shelf. Sure enough, somebody rams into you with their shopping cart, and you get knocked over, and you hurt yourself. They say, oh, I'm really, really sorry. Well, that's your soul family setup in agreement. They said, oh, this person needs to have this experience. And you probably talked with them the night before. Said, you know, I got this hip problem, and it always hurts me, and I have block energy in there. So I want you to really slam into me hard when I go to the A, B, and C store here. And I'll be there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So can you please show up to sabotage me so I can have my hip hurt? Or says, oh, yeah, I can do that. No problem whatsoever. And I remember the time that you know, we were playing in school, and you threw a football at me, and it hit me in my forehead. I remember that. So now I'll get even with you. So I can hit you really good now. And that's the way it works. So that's the way the soul family works. They have setups and agreements. There could be some positive ones. I can't think of too many, typically. And I'll ask everybody listening, a positive thing, since we deal with money here, has anybody in your cell family ever given you $1,000? Walked up to you and said, hey, man, I'm going to help you out today. I have lots of money. I'm going to give you $1,000. That ever happened to you? You're probably going to start laughing and say, are you kidding? Well, how about $5? Probably not. But what do they do to you negatively? Many, many things. So that's the way that works. So you want to get rid of these contracts and agreements that your soul family is setting up. And by all means, don't want to find your soulmate. Just another thing. Now, you notice I use the word spirit. Spirit is uncorrupted. Soul has all this crap attached to it. That's why it's called a soul. And typically I use the words interchangeably, but typically your soul is dealing with karma and is contaminated, where your spirit, and in true light everything is spirit. That's why I use the word spirit. So your spirit is uncorrupted, where the soul is going through the energy of your body, which gets corrupted from your body. Oh, and it's bringing on the DNA into it, and it looks like an emotional body, and it's trash as you get older. Fortunately, that's why your spirit has less energy as you get older. Eyes get darker and darker. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, so just to summarize quickly, you said our natal birth chart is controlled, the numbers are controlled by the planets, and time, the planets control time here on the Earth energy. Does that mean that when people read horoscopes, for example, that they're trying to learn more about what to do for themselves or see what's coming up ahead? So are horoscopes sort of a dark-sided script for us, a mind control program that keeps us kind of caught up into our supposed karma?
It can, yes. It can also maybe give you good information. But sometimes if you go to somebody who does these readings for you and they give you all this bad news about what could happen to you, and it's energy that they're gleaning onto to tell you maybe how to get out of a situation, what's the darkness going to do to them? Okay? So you have to remember that as you go to a reader and they give you information, that's going to change your life if you choose to change, and maybe 1,000 other people. All of a sudden, that reader now may not be too well liked by the darkness energies out there that already made a game plan for you. That's why some people that's why I recommend not even doing healings, because those people will die at a young age. And the darkness doesn't support us, get ground crew whatsoever. It's as soon eat you as anything else. So, and they will destroy your body quicker. People who are doing those readings could very possibly have a shortened life because energies out there, I'll just use the word unwanted universal travelers that come here and visit us, not like what they are or you are doing or the person is doing to them as they're changing the game plan and the programs that's already inserted in you. Oh, we're getting close to our hour break here. Let's see here. What can we do? We can start some clearings now, I guess.
Okay, so, Ron, it's almost, like you said, it's almost half past the hour, and Ron's going to offer healings for being stressed out, traumatic situations, and feelings of being overwhelmed. Before he does, I just want to remind everyone that Ron is the Earth Ambassador to the Creation Lightship, another name for Source Energy, the same as Jesus performed 2,000 years ago. I also want to mention that when Ron commands the healing energy, a lot of people report a feeling of heat over their face or an involuntary muscle twitch or a flutter of energy around themselves. Any type of physical reaction is considered a normal part of the healing, as more of your spirit fills the space that was cleared from you. Some people feel the healing release as a heaviness leaving them, which could be an indication of what kind of emotional healing you need to do as a whole life clearing. If you didn't feel anything at all, that is normal too, but know that the healings do work because our spirits will always welcome true light from source energy. So over to you, Ron, to start the stress healing. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll see if you have any tingles out there, anybody, or just feel a little more relaxed. So stress. Here we go. So I'm going to do a stress clearing. So I want you all to think of something. Remember, the light does not clear away unless I do whole lifetime clearings on my website. On the sample one, you need to think of something. Okay? So I need to pick out what you're judging yourself with as far as your stress. Well, think of a stressful situation that you've had, you know, more recently, or it could be any time in your life. Maybe when you think of a stress, you think of when you fell off your tricycle when you're 3 years of age or something, and that's bothered you ever since. Well, that could be stressful, and I can clear that away also. But think of something that's bothering you, and in a stressful situation. And here we go. Release that from you, but you have to think of it. Otherwise, I can't do anything for you whatsoever. You have to judge yourself. Here we go. So one, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I normally do counting like I do here. I can just click my finger and it'll work the same, but a lot of people like to feel the energy leave their body. And then also, as it's leaving, your spirit is taking up the places where you were blocked. So you're getting more light out of you from your spirit. You already have the light. It doesn't come in externally to you. You're just enhancing more of your spirit. So you're cleaning out the density, the blockages, the darkness in you, because you kicked your spirit out of your body by having these darknesses with you. So you want to get rid of them to have more spirit with you. So that one's from stress. We'll do one for trauma. Think of maybe a traumatic situation that you've had. And it could be anything. Doesn't make any difference. The light doesn't judge what you've had. You just have to judge yourself. So here we go. Think of that situation of trauma. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, this one's pretty heavy, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, now people could be feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're overwhelmed because you've heard about what's going to happen on December 21st, which is, from my standpoint, the Mayan calendar ending, although people are now saying that is not correct. But still, if you heard about it once, you may have that belief system. But you know something is happening. The planets are doing their thing, some kind of universal energy is coming, etc. And you can be tied up into it. So this is what I call the dark side ascension. So you will be leaving here on the 21st if you believe in that system or heard about it. Why you want to go onto my website and do the clearing that I have up there, which is the 2012 barcode clearing to get that off of you. So the main thing is that you could be overwhelmed by what's happening to the planet, what's going on. You don't know. Maybe you're searching for more information, getting more trapped into darkness as people are using keywords to entrap you more and more as you're reading more and more websites. We're hearing more programs about what could be happening, the possibilities, the ascension into the fifth dimension or whatever. Well, that's the darkness. Like I mentioned, the people that are believing that system will probably be doing their dark side ascension. They'll be going into a dark side universe and a dark side timeline, and you may not ever come back here again. And we'll be here in your place. There'll be a clone replica of you. Oh, here we go. Will be the overwhelm clearing, and it could be about something else too, but here we go. One, think of something. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do the overwhelm clearing again. What you don't know will kill you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do one for sadness for people about what's going to happen in the future here. Now you may think, oh, geez, my neighbor has all these books on the December 21st, listens to all these channelers coming on different websites and reading all this alien information channeled by who knows what. And, man, they're really tapped into this. They share all this information with me daily. And bad news. They may be overwhelmed and feel sadness for them because they believe that something's going to happen. And it will happen. Remember, there are timelines. All timelines are real. So if you believe in something, there's a timeline that's created for that. You or they may be going off to Never Never Land, and they wake up on the 22nd and look at your neighbor, and they'd be like a robotic person. I'm already seeing that in the last 2 months here. People are not responding like they used to respond to. And if you're a little awake and conscious, you're going to notice the same thing that I'm talking about. People just don't get it and don't know. Remember, the program isn't very long. Don't have a lot of information. So here we go. Sadness. Feeling sadness about the future. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one again for everybody. Think of another sadness situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to do one other clearing here. This is for entities. Entities are ghosts that come into your body. So you may be reading things and or hearing somebody talking, and as they're talking to you, they're giving you entities coming out of their mouth, out of their energetic field of their body, out of their auric field. They're attaching to you because now they want to give you that mind control program that they have and that person being passed on to you. Why I say you never want to shake hands or hug anybody, because you will become slime, either the alien critters that could be in them, shapeshifters, or just their bad energy of their body. And it's all energy. So whatever you look at or think about, you know that you can be slimed and feeling awful from somebody who, you know, you don't want to deal with, or they're giving you something that you don't want to deal with. And how do you get rid of that? So we have clearings on the website for that, too. Here we go, entities. Entities are what are we call emotional bodies. Body hop, typically through family lines. And these entities are what show up at funerals, make people cry and feel sad because that body left, but the entity is still there. That's known as ghosts. So here we go, entity clearing. There's some entities from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And these entities are ones that are causing you to have sadness and become overwhelmed. They have those issues. So when you have an issue, you're drawing entities to you, just like a magnet. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Think of an issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little bit lighter. If you feel lighter, it's because your spirit now is more inside of your body. All these energies, these darkness energies, entities, all the energies that we talk about in your DNA, these are all judgments. And once you get into judgment, then your spirit leaves you. That's why you want to become innocent like a child, like a baby. That's what Jesus talked about. Come into the kingdom, you must become innocent. That means getting rid of judgment. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Ron. I will enjoy the benefit of those sample clearings and appreciate the explanation. Ron has allowed the sample clearings to work up to five times for us on the replay from podcasts and archives. In most instances, if we want them repeated and or if we are not able to listen to the live broadcast, feeling the sample clearings can be an indication of what dense energies you need to clear out of your body to make space for your spirit. If you do feel you could benefit from a deeper healing, you can find an in-depth whole life clearing from the website creationlightship.com, where the online healings are, such as the one Ron just did, the entities. Also, he mentioned the nail barcode removal, the planetary cordings, the soul family contracts disconnection, emotional body, trauma, stress, all those are there, for example. Ron and the Creation Light Chip have designed these clearings for the true ascension, to clear these densities out of our bodies. These are the things that are holding us down and keeping us corded. These healings are heart-centered, and they're designed to integrate our spirit with our bodies. So when you go to the Creation Light Chip website, you can look for the clearings I just mentioned on the far left side. You'll see them there. You click on them. It'll take you to where the clearing is, and you can order it there on the website. On the very top of the website, creationlightchip.com, you can find towards the middle top, it says 5-day sample clearings, and you can click on that and hear audio from actual shows where Ron does some of these clearings, and he also explains things there too. And on the other side, he has tutorials on how to do the mind-to-heart drop, how to be in the present moment, and other shows and things like that to give you a whole lot more information regarding the things that he's talking about on this program. So, Ron, you had mentioned that the programs, the mind control programs, meditations, predictions, and all that stuff gets us sidetracked and pulled in different directions when we should really just be getting our spirit back. So besides doing the clearings, what's our best protection for the person who has been into all kinds of things, let's say, and gotten quite scared now? And how is the best way to get back with our spirit?
Well, the mind of heart drop is the first thing to recognize that you do have a spirit, that it's not outside of yourself. Some people think it's outside of themselves because they hear about their higher self. And they think the higher self is their part that they got to achieve to, you know, connect to. Because it's not with you, but it's that's another misbelief that people have, although it is true in the darkness. So you have to realize that the whole thing is to become heart-centered, number one. Do the mind a heart drop. Next thing is that you have to realize that if you have a lot of books in your house about New Age metaphysics, take them and throw them away, even burn them, because all the words that's in those books can still connect to you, even though you don't open the book up. So that's something that, in fact, if you want to just try something, just take about, if you have, you know, if you've been searching metaphysics for a while, you probably have 100 books. Take those books and put them inside of a box. And put the box outside. Now, if it's raining out, naturally I wouldn't recommend doing that, but, you know, take it out of your house. And then walk into your room. And you're going to feel the energy change in your room. Those books are holding energy of the darkness to somebody who channeled the book. Remember, everything is channeled here. Everything is channeled through people because they're using darkness energy of mind control to infect more people with mind-controlling energy. Once you catch on to that, you're going to realize, yeah, we don't need to have any books. Oh, you're trying to learn something, but all you need to know is to be yourself, is to know that you have a spirit and everything is perfect with you, that you don't have to go through all these different processes. That's why the mind to heart drop is so quick and fast. 20 seconds, you're in your heart centered with your spirit, and that's what you're trying to achieve. And the whole process that we're teaching people and trying to help everybody out with is to clear out your body for ascension, rid of the darkness inside of you. You have to do clearings on that, unfortunately, because your parents did not do clearing. And if they would have, you'd be much clearer than they would be. They passed on their stuff to you. And it goes on and on and on and on. So, fortunately, because you're at the end of a 2,000-year cycle, you know, you don't have time, physical time, to do it yourself. And if you could have done it yourself, you would have done it in your last incarnation. You would have done it, you know, over and over again, so that your spirit probably would have been able to maybe get out of here 2,000 years ago. But because you're still stuck here, it means that you bought into mind energy. And other people trapped you here, too. So as you're doing your searching for metaphysics, metaphysical teachings about why are you here and trying to find out more information, a lot of that information is only handed out to keep you more into the trap, to make you look more and more so that you can regurgitate somebody else's stuff. And you think you have the answer. Well, the answer is really in yourself. You just need one page in that one book and one page which they go within. All that you need. If you want to try that, take all your books that you have about New Age metaphysics and how things are, the way you think it works, all this mind energy entrapment, and put it into a box, take them out of your room, and see how you are feeling. One person said, Ron, I thought I'd give them away at the bookstore, but I didn't want to, you know, contaminate anybody else with all the stuff that I have purchased. So I just made a big bonfire and, you know, put the books into that, and I had a good time burning them. So that's one way to look at it. I'm sure there's anybody listening who is an author out there making a book. In fact, I just, at the last expo, a lady was selling a book. The name I can't recall, but it's something like the Book of Knowledge, which is like about a 3 or 4 inch thick book about the new laws of the upcoming age here. Geez, the new laws that we had, the old laws were in the Bible and the Quran, you know, and look what it's done to society just by having a script to go by, you know. So you have to think about what's what. And if everybody did the mind a heart drop, so if you wanted to really get out there yourself, say, I want to really help this planet, then tell everybody to do the mind a heart drop and have them pass it on. Tell them that they have to command their spirit out loud to do it. This whole planet could turn around in one day if that information was put out on the internet and it went into mass media. Because you'd be at peace. Everybody wants to have peace. Don't know how to get it. Do everything else. You know, read all different types of information. Do different spiritual practices. Do the yoga, whatever. And the whole thing is, want to become peaceful. 20 seconds. All that it takes. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron. I think everyone does just want peace, and the mind a heart drop makes it so simple, quick, and like you said, say it out loud, and if you happen to be out in public, it's okay to whisper a little bit loud, but just whisper loudly, but still, you know, you won't be heard, just your spirit will hear you. And so you've mentioned that the spirit is not connected to predictions or prophecies or the other kinds of programs that external forces are always trying to connect us to or entrap us with. Real light only works in the moment. It is for us to create. So, Ron, you mentioned earlier about our twin flame connection that you were going to discuss it tonight. Is our twin flame looking for us, and for how long have we been apart?
Okay, your twin flame probably is not really looking for you because it will be in light. And so remember, in light there's no judgment. In one sense, it could be kind of wondering where you are, but it's not going to judge that you're not around. But normally, the planets of light, you see your twin flame all the time. The fact that everything works from moment to moment in the now, it's not really going to miss you But if we talk about it here on this planet, yeah, it would sort of be missing you, and you're definitely missing it. That's why people go in and out of relationships all the time, looking for the part of them that they're missing. And the whole process is if you do that, what I have a 4-in-1 clearing, that's what I call it, and you need to do some clearings in order to have your twin flame come into you. The emotional one and the mental clearing are the two main ones. But your twin flame typically is not looking for you, but you're looking for it. So you may have a lot of relationships, kind of feel that emptiness inside of you, the loneliness, which is what your twin flame would give you. The twin flame is your other half. When you were created, you were one particular energy. And then that energy split in half. So your other half is somewhere else, typically not on this planet. And it's in the universe of light. You got stuck in the universe of light, but it turned into darkness because the dark side energies that are here, the planets, the stars, the unwanted universal travelers out there, the people that talk about the UFO energies, etc., all these are typically darkness energies, and they're not of the light, because if they were of the light, they would not be able to do what they're doing, because they wouldn't come into the land of darkness. Remember, light does not look for darkness. Well, you can get a good clue on that one. Just think of that. So people talk about the channelers who channel so-and-so out there, ladies, or the Arcturians, or the Andromedans, or whatever other race people think is of light. And if they were in light, they wouldn't even be talking to you. They would not know about this place, because it would be in darkness. Right away, the dark side, the darkness energies are only here. So remember, as above, so below. So if you see anything out there, hear about something external to yourself, that's in darkness also. Maybe a little bit higher up on the chain of maybe light. I'd have a little more consciousness, but regardless, they're still going to be in the same soup that you're in. So, there are some people with the twin flames on Earth here, which could be, on one hand, kind of sad, because maybe your twin flame came here to find you, or maybe you came to find your twin flame. So then you're kind of both stuck here. You're only stuck here because you got taught about darkness, and you picked a physical body that was controlled by mind energy, and from there you're now in darkness. So that's the sad thing. But the twin flame energy is a very nice clearing to have, because you get rid of the loneliness that you have inside of yourself, learning to look outside of yourself to somebody else to fulfill your needs, everything else. So you always have that empty hole inside of you until you have that clearing. Back to you, Kathy.
So that explains why so many people just search and search and search and have so many relationships, all kinds of relationships, and they're always trying to connect with each other and, you know, feel each other's energy. That twin flame connection that was severed has really kind of done a number on us, hasn't it?
Definitely, yeah, because you don't have any spiritual backup. So when you do get connected to your twin flame energetically, which is what I do for people, all of a sudden you feel fulfilled. You feel like you had a really large meal. You feel emptiness inside of you. All those vacant holes are now filled up, where before it could have been the energy or the people in you. Physical people will start to fill the empty holes for a short time, as you start stealing their energy from them. That's what people do. People are energy vampires, and people do courting, so you start getting all these energies from other people, making you feel better. Just think about that. And what's the common thing here? Everything is energetic courting. And then you feel good for a little bit, and all of a sudden, you wonder why you got involved with this person or whatever. Maybe they looked really nice to you, and they smiled nice, and you wanted to get that smile in yourself. You wanted to have that rub off on you. And then after a while, a smile turns into a frown, and you don't like that person any longer. Much like buying a car. How much time do we have left, Kathy?
6 minutes.
Okay, so I'll give you a good scenario. This you probably have all experienced here, or something like it. So let's just say that your car is a little older, and you want to get a new car. So you go out to all the different car dealerships. You look at the different cars that's out there, and you find one, you go, oh, man, this is going to be my new car. Or maybe you're not even in the market for a car, and you happen to see one driving on the freeway or highway, and it somehow does something to you to make you want to go look at that car to buy it. So all of a sudden, go to the car dealership, and, I'll just say the car cost, just to pick a number, say $40,000, okay? And it could be, well over your budget, but you go, well, man, I can make that car payment of $400 a month, no problem. I just got to cut back here and cut back there, and this car really is the it. And this is the best car that I've ever seen. You buy this car, and you got all these payments on it, and naturally higher insurance to get rid of your older car. And after about a month, you go, geez, this car really is not worth $400 a month. What you do before you buy that car, you go up to the car and you put your hand on it and you see what that car is going to give you. Remember, you're trying to steal energy from that car, okay? So you're courting the car to give it, for it to give you what you are lacking inside of yourself, whatever that means to you. You ask the car what it's giving you. All of a sudden, you might say, gee, this car is trying to give me self-esteem. Well, I'm just going to pull that energy of self-esteem off this car, and now I feel whole and complete. I don't need to spend, $400 for 5 years, the higher insurance costs. I like my old car, and you could save yourself some money. And this could be true on whatever you choose to buy. Take the energy off of it and see what it's going to give you. And then just return her back to it. Don't want to be an energy vampire. And next time you see the car on the road, oh, well, been there, done that. I don't need to buy that car any longer, as I now understand what it would have given me. Oh, that's one way to look at life. And that's true with relationships, too. Everything in life here is a relationship. And you want to understand the give and take of that and also what you're dealing with when you get involved with something. That's why some people have multiple relationships, multiple marriages, because the person that they were seeing at the time that they wanted to maybe get married to or involved with has something that they were missing. And they try to steal that energy from that person, but it never fulfilled them because they're dealing with negative energy inside of their body. They need to clear the energy out so they don't need to have that any longer. They want to be in balance. All you're doing is taking on more stuff from that person, along with your emotional issues, if it is a person. Now you're even more contaminated. Went through a relationship, and they gave you a lot of negativity. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Well, that was a good example about the car's energy, Ron. So we really are looking for our twin flame in everyone and everything, it seems. And it can lead us down quite a lot of trouble and definitely put us on that emotional roller coaster ride. So the best thing I guess you're saying is to know your spirit and let yourself get too separated from spirit with knowledge. Emotional energy will bring in these harmful elements so we don't listen to the programs. So, Ron, you will do the 4-in-1 healing with you personally, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, after a few of those prerequisites you mentioned of the other clearings.
Otherwise, your twin flame will not even be able to come into you. You have a hard enough time having your spirit come in because of the negativity and densities in your body of mind energy, mind-controlling programs. So you have to get yourself cleared out somewhat so that you have space.
Okay, so, Ron, thank you for that. We need to conclude. Time's almost up. So next week we will discuss the importance of clearing the dark side, Ascension 2012 energy, and other alien barcode removals that Ron has created for Ascension preparation. The healings and information presented are to awaken us to a better understanding of the truth of what is happening on the planet now and to become more self-empowered to help ourselves. Ron will also give his viewpoint about the fifth dimension of ascension that is being described as a gateway to a higher dimension.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.